Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for October 13th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Options, options, options. With so much risk in the world, the limited risk of options appeals to so many traders and investors. Today's lead story is Options Are the Hottest Trade on Wall Street, with the subheading Global Trading in Options Has Now Overtaken Futures Volume. Many times, new products like crypto will bring new interest in markets and many new participants. However, as those participants' interests mature, they turn to more established products like equities, options, and futures. Options are a fantastic product that can be used for investment, risk management, income generation, diversification, and are highly adaptable in terms of strategy. In certain cases, there may be tax advantages too. The proliferation of equity option exchanges gives multiple order execution possibilities and is so much more competitive than the era of single-listed venue trading accompanies options. Former New York City mayor and one-time Democratic candidate for president Michael Bloomberg wrote an editorial on Bloomberg titled, Israel Should Not Fight Its War Alone, with the subheading, Anyone who professes to have the best interests of either Israelis or Palestinians at heart should work towards a short conflict and a long-lasting peace. This commentary offers sage advice. The SEC Historical Society shared on LinkedIn that, quote, this week in 1993, despite 2-to-1 opposition from bankers and brokers during the comment period, the Levitt Commission adopted Rule 15C6-1. The rule shortened the settlement cycle for securities from 5 days after trade date to 3 days, reducing market risk to investors. Mandy Zhu, head of derivatives market intelligence at Cboe Global Markets, sat for a video about zero DTE options displayed on LinkedIn. Watch it with the link in today's newsletter. Tom Skilling, dean of Chicago TV Weathercasters, is stepping down, the Chicago Tribune reported. He's retiring. Skilling's forecasts were often market-moving, particularly in years of drought when traders would make sure to catch his noon forecast before the ag markets at the CBOT closed. My son Tim wrote on Facebook about my post about this news. When I visited the CBOT in high school, I was told that the agricultural markets depended on Tom Skilling's forecast and that he was the most important person in the building each day. The scoutmaster of the Boy Scout troop I used to lead is a stagehand at WGN, and he would always make sure to get a weekend forecast from Skilling ahead of scout trips. For you leaf peepers out there who are interested in a weekend trip with your family or just want to seek out the best fall colors 2023 has to offer, check out this fall foliage map. There's a link in today's newsletter from explorefall.com. If you are Jeff Bezos living in Miami and you don't like your neighbor, or maybe even having a neighbor, what do? You buy their house from them for $79 million. That is what you do. Bloomberg has the story. Jeff Bezos buys his Florida neighbor's mansion for $79 million. For what it's worth, Bezos did not pay list price, as the 7-bedroom mansion in Indian Creek was listed for $85 million. A former IRS contractor has pleaded guilty to stealing data from the IRS about the taxes of thousands of individuals, including Citadel's Ken Griffin, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk, and former President Donald Trump, Bloomberg reported. Steve Scalise, who once compared himself to former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, withdrew from the U.S. House Speaker race, the Financial Times reported. The longer the House is unable to find a speaker, the more problems this will create around the world, not just in the U.S. What we need is a coalition of Republicans and Democrats to put their country first, not their party, and form some sort of governing agreement and power sharing in the House in order to name a new speaker. Did you want to know more about the life of Ray Dalio? Well, according to the New York Post, you can do that because a bombshell biography of billionaire Ray Dalio could become an Amazon TV series, according to sources. A new report from the World Meteorological Organization finds that climate change is taking a heavy toll on the world's hydrological cycle. The continuous circulation of water in the Earth's atmosphere system, the WMO State of Global Water Resources Report 2022 says, droughts and extreme rainfall events are wreaking a heavy toll on lives and economies. Melting snow, ice, and glaciers have increased hazards like floods and threaten long-term water security for millions of people. We cannot manage what we do not measure. This year's report expands on a pilot from last year that seeks to measure the cycle by integrating data assessing water resources at the global scale. Download the report and watch an animation of the report's findings. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were "Options are the hottest trade on Wall Street" from Bloomberg. That's our lead story today in JLN. "Chinese bribes, Thai prostitutes, and an end to the lies." Carolyn Ellison's explosive second day of testimony against Sam Bankman-Fried from Yahoo Finance. And Contango from CBOE. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "Copy Trading, A Road to Riches or Risk?" Following the portfolio choices of online, quote, experts, unquote, can lead to considerable losses. Timo Nieminen, a 50-year-old from London, started financial trading 6 years ago and soon began mirroring other people's trades in a practice known as copy trading. "At the start, it was promising," Nieminen said. But then an equity trader who Nieminen followed abruptly abandoned his cautious strategy and opened up controversial short positions. I emailed and asked him. He said the market would turn around. People following his account started getting margin calls. He lost half of my account, unquote. My comment, there are many reasons why this type of trading can be good or bad, but risk management and position sizing are really important. And that is normally up to the individual, not the person the investor is copying. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, "Across U.S., Chinese Bitcoin mines draw national security scrutiny." Microsoft reported one site in Wyoming because of its proximity to a data center and nuclear missile base. Records show other cryptocurrency facilities have ties to the Chinese state. When a company with Chinese origins broke ground last year on a crypto mining operation in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a team of Microsoft that assesses national security threats sounded the alarm. Not only was the site next door to a Microsoft data center that supported the Pentagon, it was about a mile away from an Air Force base that controlled nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles. My comment, what is Chinese for Trojan horse? Here's a story from the New York Post. The headline, Congressional stock trading has plunged more than 75% so far this year. Here's why. Congressional stock trading has fallen off sharply this year, according to an analysis by a popular financial news site, and some insiders believe it's because U.S. lawmakers are feeling heat from a possible legislative clampdown. The volume of stock trades made by members of Congress tumbled more than 75% in the 9 months of this year to just 1,800 trades per 8,000 a year earlier, according to data from Unusual Whales. My comment, the heat has turned up, but there is no legislation passed yet. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most clicked item on Thursday was our MarketsWiki page for Ariane Adams, who Bloomberg reported has left Cboe Global Markets as head of derivatives, replaced by Catherine Clay. Second was the Bloomberg story about that departure. Cboe shakes up top leadership as Ariane Adams leaves the firm. Third was how hedge fund clients are pioneering sophisticated new strategies with automated trading from Tradeweb. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story, as mentioned earlier, is from Bloomberg. Options are the hottest trade on Wall Street. Global trading in options has now overtaken futures volume. As crypto hype wanes, investors are flocking to options market. Crypto may have grabbed headlines last year, but the talk on Wall Street these days is all about options. Retail investors are flocking to options, which give the holder the right to buy or sell a security as a relatively cheap way to bet on stocks. Institutional investors are taking advantage too, as options offer a less expensive way to limit losses in times of volatile markets. But the pandemic's day trading frenzy morphed derivatives from the realm of professional traders who only into tools for sophisticated retail investors, with global options trading setting record after record and overtaking futures volume in 2021. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX, here's the headline. FTX had many bad spreadsheets. Also, a new sculptor deal, corporate FX customers, Adam Aaron, catfishing, and more on coin flipping. In June 2020, as crypto prices spiraled and Alameda's lenders were calling in their loans, Carolyn Allison said she prepared 7 alternative balance sheets that would conceal Alameda's large borrowing from FTX customers in response to a request for financial information from one of its lenders, Genesis. Alameda had borrowed around $10 billion from FTX customers and had loaned around $5 billion to FTX executives and affiliated entities. He suggested I should prepare some alternative ways of presenting the information and send it to him, she said. I understood him to be directing me to come up with ways to conceal things in our balance sheet we both agreed would look bad, unquote. Bankman-Fried told her to send Genesis her Alternative 7, which didn't disclose money taken from FTX customers. It cut Alameda's liabilities from $15 billion to around $10 billion. She testified that document was, quote, dishonest, unquote. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, elite Wall Street firms are surrendering to $7 trillion ETF boom. Firms are quietly flipping SMAs into tax-friendly structure. Wealth managers give up gated access to tap rampant ETF demand. Getting John Beetson to pick stocks for you used to require a cool $25 million or thereabouts. Thanks to the newest trend in money management these days, it's more like $25. That's roughly the price of a share of the Bushido Capital U.S. Equity ETF, ticker SMRI, an actively traded equity vehicle launched by Beetson firm Sepio Capital LP last month. It means pretty much anyone can tap him for his stock-picking skills, and even those who don't invest can see every trade he makes in the ETF given its transparent design. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.